Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Somebody was telling me they're here this morning that they went to a church here a while back. He was invited to go to that church a while back, and they spoke in tongues, and he was a believer, and he said he wanted to get out of there so fast because it was so crazy. Everybody, but a lot of them were speaking in some kind of language. They would say it's heavenly language, heavenly language. Of course, that's a whole nother story, but the point is they're crazy, and that's what the Bible is saying in verse number 23, that the unbelievers are the unlearned people. The word unlearned means not understanding what's being said. Maybe they're believers. They don't understand what are they talking about, you know? That they're saying they're mad, they're lunatic. This would push people away from Christ instead of drawing them to Christ. Wow, I ain't going there no more. So Paul said, don't you do that. Don't you do that. Verse number 24. But if all prophesy, again, so not, and we're going to find out, he's not giving a license for everybody to prophesy at one time. He's just giving them that example. Because, again, he didn't say everybody could speak in tongues at one time, because we're going to learn later. It's supposed to be done decently and in order. He's just giving an example that if everybody spoke in tongues, you're crazy. But if everybody prophesied, again, everybody's not going to prophesy. I'm going to find out that you have to do it in order and all. But he's just giving that example. And there come in one that believeth not, an unbeliever, or one unlearned. They've not yet learned these things. They're learning. He is convinced of all, and he has judged all. The word convinced means he's reproved, he's convicted of his sin. And the word judge means to examine. So the word of God has the power to bring conviction to the heart of man, to understand the truth of God's word in order for him to be saved. And that is what Paul was trying to instill in the church at Corinth. It's not the speaking in tongues that would help. It's the prophesying that would help for all the people. Because 2 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 2, you're very familiar with this verse. Paul's telling young Timothy to preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and then exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Reprove and rebuke speaks to the sin. Exhort with all longsuffering means to encourage. By the way, I mentioned here a week or two ago, don't God's people need encouragement? You know, again, we need to preach about sin, but you have to have a good blend of it. If all anybody ever preach about sin and beat you over the head, he says also exhort. There has to be, is that a good word? Not a a blend. Y'all help me with the word. Not a compromise. You smart people, what's a good word to put that together? Y'all are about as dumb as me, dumb as rocks. Y'all come up with the word, okay? But anyway, you get the point, all right? And then also doctrine. You need to teach the word of God. And that's why you're here, by the way, is doctrine. I'm not going to be judgmental, but many churches, they do not teach doctrine, Bible truths. They just want to teach, well, let's all love God or this or that. Or again, I mean, critical. There's a time and place for that, but you also need to teach doctrine. Thus saith the word of God, the full counsel of the word of God. So Paul told young Timothy, I want you to do that. And he included this thing about doctrine. Hebrews 4:12 tells us that the word of God is a powerful two-edged sword, and it's so designed to enter into the heart of man. So when we proclaim the word of God, it talks about dividing the soul and the spirit. A lot of people are confused about this issue of the soul and the spirit because they are intertwined. together throughout Scripture. But there is a difference. And the Word of God, it has to divide it asunder between the spirit and the soul. Hebrews 4:12. We know that the spirit is not the soul. We're a trichotomous being. Again, that's the whole, and I got to move on. Remember in Genesis, God said, let us make man in our image. The triunity of God, the Godhead, the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. We are a trichotomous being made in the likeness and the image of God. We're body, we're soul, and we're spirit. Even though a lot of people, let me give you a great example. I won two souls to the Lord yesterday. Everybody went soul winning yesterday. An example of that. We use that terminology, that phrase thing, but technically you didn't win their soul to the Lord. Their spirit, what is born of spirit is spirit. John 3, you must be born again. So when we're saved at the point of conversion, it's not our soul that is saved, it's our spirit that is saved. Do you get that? Even though we use that terminology because they're intertwined in our terminology, but just so you as Bible students, now don't go around saying, I'm going spirit winning Saturday. Because people say, that guy's crazy, because it's in our terminology. Still, you could use the word soul winning. I understand people would understand what you're trying to win people to the Lord. But so you would know that we're a trichotomous being. There is the spirit. That is what's born of God. Our soul is our mind. We read that and even in Romans chapter number 12, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your what?
Mind.
That's your soul. That's where that battle takes place between the flesh, body, and your spirit. That battle takes place. The spirit, that's why, by the way, I got to move on. In 1 John, where it talks about whoever is born of God cannot sin, that gives a lot of people a lot of problem. Well, I sin, so I cannot be born of God. Well, you understand, it talks about the spirit, just the preceding verse. It talks about the spirit. Amen. The spirit is born again. The spirit is what is of God. The spirit of God lives within you, and your spirit cannot sin. Amen. It's born again. Well, what sins, preacher? The stinking flesh and your soul. That's why Paul said, these things I war against myself. Those things that I want to do, I don't do those things. Did I say that right? And those things I do want to do, I don't do those things. Oh, wretched man that I am, who can save me through Jesus Christ? So you understand that our spirit cannot sin. 1 John 3. It's born of God. Are y'all following?
Yeah.
Principle? Okay. Yeah. It's your soul. It's your mind. By the way, do you ever think of bad things? Don't raise your hand. That's your soul. Your mind. And then what happens when you act upon it? Your flesh. That which is born of flesh is flesh. But that which is born of spirit is spirit. You must be born again. So anyway, so don't get confused. Hebrews 12, it divides even the soul and the spirit, even though it's so intricately, I wouldn't say that word. Intricately? No, intricately. How do you say that? Thank you. Intertwine. With each other. Only the Word of God can separate them. Okay, let's move on. Where was I at? Yeah, but if 24. But if all prophesy and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced, he is judged of all. Because the Word of God convicts him. Not speaking in tongues, but the Word of God.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.